Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Thank you so much for joining me here on Talk Up with Trina. And you know what time it is. It is time for our daily devotional. And today's devotional is Visible Proof. And it is still from the Secrets of the Vine devotional and journal that I am reading. And we are on day 6. I really do appreciate each of you who stopped by to listen in. I know I have not been as active as I need to be on here, but I have been really busy. So please forgive me and accept the daily devotional as my contribution for now. I have lots of volunteer things that I'm working on that I'm very, very happy to be doing that is indeed increasing my territory and giving me the opportunity to bear more fruit. So I do appreciate each one of you, and I hope that you will continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you. Let us pray for one another in this journal that we may make a difference and bring glory to God. That is our goal. So once again, thank you. I love each of you. I'm with the love of God, and I pray that you will have an awesome Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. It is March the 7th, 2018. And here in Baltimore, Maryland, it is early in the morning, about 7 o'clock, and it is snowing, so we have school cancellations and delays. We'll see what it ends up being. I think they'll end up canceling them all, although some of them are delayed for now. But at any rate, we have our devotional coming up, and everyone, please be careful out there and have an awesome day. Stay tuned. Visible Proof. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. 1 Peter 2:11 and 12. Most greatly used men and women in God's kingdom can point to a day in their life when they made a formal decision to live for God's glory. One Sunday afternoon in 1951, in a little bungalow in Los Angeles, a young married couple signed their names to a transfer of ownership. Their dreams, their possessions and passions, their abilities and liabilities, their years, all were signed over to God by the stroke of a pen. No one witnessed the signing, and Bill and Vonette Bright had no idea what would come next, but God did. 50 years later, the student outreach they started, Campus Crusade for Christ, has grown into 60 separate ministries worldwide, touching almost every segment of society. A pamphlet Dr. Bright wrote called Have You Heard of the Four Spiritual Laws, has been used over 3 billion times. Campus Crusade's evangelistic film, Jesus, has been viewed by 4 billion people in 233 countries, resulting in more than 121 million coming to salvation. One stroke of the pen. How much of the ownership of your life have you consciously given over to bringing God credit in this world? The very fact that you're reading this book means that you sincerely desire to serve God in a significant way. Yet our words and actions don't serve God unless our purposes belong to Him as well. For example, we can mistake feeling fulfilled and significant in Christian service as proof that we're glorifying God. So how can we know we're bringing God glory? Public glory, not just living a pretty good life. Here's a simple way to think about it. God is glorified when an onlooker, particularly an unbeliever, observes you sacrificially doing something for God for a recipient and is compelled to say, "Thank God for what that person did. Who is the wonderful God behind this?" Jesus put it this way: "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Matthew 5:16. I wonder today if you or your church has ever intentionally set out to meet specific unmet needs with only two requirements. One, that you get nothing in return, maybe not even a warm, fuzzy feeling. And two, that God's reputation receives a huge boost. It strikes me that if you went around the neighborhoods of most churches and asked, "Have you ever thanked God for that church up the street?" you'd come away shocked at how many would say no. A couple of days ago, I spoke to Dr. Bright on the phone. Now in declining health and on oxygen support, he's still focusing on his energies on touching the world for God. I remember the day in my life when I decided to live for fruit that glorifies God. What a breakthrough that was for me. I urge you to formalize your own decision today. If you've made one in the past, affirm it again before you go on. Nothing you learn in this book will help you unless you have given yourself away to God and to the wonderful pursuit of His glory. Join me then in this important declaration. Oh God, I want only what you want for my life. From this day forward, I will measure success, achievement, and fulfillment by doing good works that brings you glory. Today I sign over ownership of my life to you, asking only that you will use me to show the world what a wonderful God you are. That ends today's reading, Visible Proof. Thank you again for joining me. This is Trina Kirkland, and I'll be back shortly.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.